fits that fence.
I see.
I don't know. Seems like some sort of name for the nut. If you find out what that is, you've got something there.
All right. That isn't the same as a paling fence.
What?
It's not the same as a paling fence.
How do you spell it?
P-A-L-I-N-G, paling fence.
Paling, I believe. Paling, that's the word.
Paling fence?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And,
There's some impaler on that, you know.
I see.
Dogs have a jump over that thing.
Now that's, those were boards, right? It wasn't just poles like this.
No, it's split pieces.
Split pieces.
Split pieces. It's like a piece of lumber that wide, but except it's split.
Uh-huh. And if you had boards, regular boards, and you put them just on top of each other like this,
That'd be a board fence.
Board, and the poles like this?
Like this, would be your paling fence. Then you're crying the nails.
But the paling fence would be split, right?
You have them, it's cruel, Southeast Asian people, sharpening a pole in the ground or a tree, that's taking a prison and sticking them on there.
Mm-hmm.
These balls,
mm-hmm.
The impaling,
mm-hmm.
That's the same word.
Mm-hmm.
That's the root word, isn't it?
Yes, I think it is.
And that's where you derive the word, the paling fence?
Uh-huh.
Huh?
But the paling fence, if I understand, is made of cut wood. That is, you split the wood. It isn't a whole pole, is it?
No, it was split.
Split.
It was like boards.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you didn't split it, and you just put poles up, what did you call that?
Pole?
This pole fence?
It's still a paling fence.
Still, yes, it is.
If it's derived that word impale to impale.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, I don't know. I think sometimes there's a difference there, but I'm not sure.
Stockade.
Like
a stockade coming there?
Like a stockade, a small one.
That's the same general method of construction there.
Yes. Uh-huh. All right. Let's see. You have too many people in the old days come to spend the night and you have to make a bed on the floor. What do you call that?
Pallet?
Would you say it a little louder so the tape recorder...
Pallet? Pallet?
Uh-huh. And low ground in a river valley is what?
Valley?
In a river valley, the low ground is, you might cultivate it, but it might flood out.
That won't say flood land?
Bottom land?
Bottom land? River bottom?
Uh-huh.
And that adds up to about the same thing, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
As implied, but that land is subject to be overflowed. It is very rich because it's got the sediment from up the country,
right.
You know, over such a long period of time. And crops, when they're now seeming normal, wonderful crops, and when it gets flooded, and when crops are at their best, you know, it goes down soon.
Mm-hmm.
It's bottom land.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful land if the season looks out right.
It doesn't flood, then.
Yeah.
Would you describe different types of roads that today, and what are the people around here call them?
Well, they call them
different types.
Commander roads. Commander roads.
Mm-hmm.
They call them sand roads. Sand gated roads. And sometimes you have macadam roads. An old Scotland's invention, I believe. That's a mixture of clay or hard soil with rock in it, so that it rolled hard, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Macadam roads. Cement. Asphalt.
Did you ever use the word concrete here?
Concrete.
Someone said that roads were concreted. Have you ever say that? Concreted?
Well, yes. That word goes, it's a verb. But it goes right back to that noun, concrete.
Mm-hmm.
That's the active